WNST, Towson, Baltimore. Happy Memorial Day to everyone out there. I'm starting Memorial Day with two crab cakes. We got a double crab cake tour this week. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I got Betty Boop. I got Blue and Pink. We'll be giving these away at Black Swan on Thursday. I got a confirmation from Jameel McClain. He'll be coming out, hanging out with us. Then on Friday, we're back up at Nick's Grandstand Grill. Haven't been there since last year. Delicious crab cake. I hear it's oyster season. They got the ponies on. All of it brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our newest sponsor, Window Nation, 2-for-1 windows and cool t-shirts as well. And our friends at Goodwill Industries. I think I left my little Goodwill truck in my bag to pack it for Black Swan and our Friday events. By the way, next Wednesday as well, we're going to be with Tony Asadi, my dear friend, at Luna Del C downtown. We got lots of great stuff going on around here. This guy represents the Maryland Lottery. When John Martin's not here, we usually get some pinch hitter, as they call it around there. Sometimes it's Carol Gentry. Sometimes it's Doug Lloyd. Sometimes it's Roz, although she and her husband were not into vegan crab cakes last week at the Land of Kush. They want real crab cakes. Seth Elkins from Pittsburgh. So I just get him from Manny's, and we give him a hard time around here. Seth, welcome back, man. How are you? Happy Memorial Day. What do they eat in Pittsburgh on Memorial Day? They eat those sandwiches with the French fries on it, or they do crab cakes proper?
We don't need a special occasion to eat sandwiches with the French fries on it. We can do that every day of the week, 365 days a year.
With the coleslaw right on top.
And with pierogies on the side, you know, and extra potatoes, you know?
Well, my wife would like that because she's Polish, but hey, man, we got big winners, right? We had $1 million winner on Tuesday night, sort of fresh. I didn't even know about it. I was here all ready to talk about big winners in Chrisfield because I've been to Chrisfield. I'm going back this summer. Big winners. And this is when you come to work on a Wednesday morning to find that somebody won $1 million under your nose on Tuesday night. You're waiting for the phone to ring, right? You're like, well, who's going to claim the ticket?
We're excited. You know, the Mega Millions drawing Tuesday night gave us a $1 million win in Rising Sun. So if you bought your ticket at the Star Gas Mart in Rising Sun for Tuesday's Mega Millions drawing, you might be a $1 million winner. You want to check it out.
Can you imagine you wake up and you actually stop by for coffee, smokes, whatever you do, you know, you gas, whatever, you get a ticket and you wake up and a guy like you, they're here and you're like, give me the name of the place again.
Star Gas Mart.
Yeah. So Star Gas Mart, if I bought a ticket there, maybe. And I'd be running through my bureau, looking through my wallet, trying to figure out where I left it. My wife puts the tickets in the car in the hutch. So we don't wait. I have to go out to the car to get the tickets. If you would have told me, we would have bought one at a Royal Farms. So when these people win, is there a number? I mean, will somebody call today or will it be a couple? I mean, does it usually take a couple of weeks to figure this out?
For the winner, you know, it all depends. It usually takes a little bit of time because they've got to schedule an appointment. We've got an appointment system. So okay. They may not be able to get in here immediately today. But
even though they want to.
We could say they want to. Yeah, they want to sit on that ticket for too long. Then we could see them as soon as tomorrow. And of course, they got to get their paperwork together and everything. But, you know, yeah, they're usually for a big win like this, it usually is not very long before somebody gets in here and gets it claimed because they're excited and we're excited for them.
I want to spend it for them.
Yeah.
Seth Elkins here. All right. So we did have a winner at Chrisfield the other day and I'm kind of half kidding, but where are you really from? I'm really from Dundalk. People say, like, some Mueller says, I never say I'm from Catonsville. I say I'm from Baltimore. I say I'm from Dundalk. Where are you really from in the Pennsylvania area?
I'm from Beaver County, Pennsylvania. So Beaver, right outside of,
hey,
right outside,
like Joe Namath, right?
Joe Namath and Mike Ditka and Tony Dorsett.
Aliquippa, is that right?
Aliquippa. I'm not from Aliquippa, but that's where Ditka is from. And that's
right.
Where Tony Dorsett went to high school near there, but he's from Aliquippa originally. So, yeah.
Yeah, I gave Saragusa a hard time about Pitt the other night because I saw him at the Ravens event. I would ask you this, traveling the state of Maryland, if you're from Pennsylvania, you have to drive in. You have to come through, you know, Somerset and Breezewood and you come into the state. Have you ever gone like west of wherever the cutoff is at Breezewood toward Cumberland or Oakland or any of those places? Do Pittsburgh people like vacation at Deep Creek? I'm seriously, I don't know.
I don't think so much. I think there's a lot of places to go west of there in Ohio too. I mean, there's a lot of places that are nice in Ohio to go to. So, I don't remember hearing anybody talk about going to Deep Creek when I was growing up, but maybe it's possible.
Well, nobody here.
You got the Laurel Highlands in Pennsylvania as well. So you got Seven Springs, you got skiing you can do up there. So
got Falling Water too, right?
Yep.
Absolutely. I've never been there. So I'm doing this crab cake tour in August, right? I'm going all over the state. I had never been to Crisfield until last year. I know we had a big winner in Crisfield with the Maryland Lottery this week. So that's kind of was my thing. It's such a big, beautiful state. I had a guy on this week who's biking 400 miles in July, you know, through Western Maryland, uphills, downhills, you know, the whole thing. I was trying to give him some hints, but it's such a big, beautiful state, right? And I think we get out and we think, well, we'll go across the Bay Bridge and we'll just go straight to Ocean City and straight back and getting off. Crisfield's one of those places that I would recommend everybody goes and sees it because it's just so freaking beautiful. And it's, you just go out of Ocean City and you go south. But we had a big winner in Crisfield. Let's talk about that. And let's talk about $100,000, right? That's not like a million.
$100,000 scratch off winner from Crisfield. And you know, it struck me about the trip that it takes to get from there to here. It probably took her about 3 hours to get here. To come in and claim a prize.
Oh, they have to come in. If they win in Oakland, they have to come to Baltimore to get their money. If they win,
well, you can claim by mail. You can send it if you want to put the ticket in the mail. We've had people do that. In fact, oh, you mentioned Oakland. We had a $1 million winner from Oakland on a scratch-off ticket a number of years ago who FedExed the ticket to us, didn't want to make the trip. They got their paperwork together, FedExed everything to us, and did it by mail. Which you can do, but we certainly would recommend that if you have a big winner, you don't let that ticket out of your possession. You want to bring it here to us.
How much more insurance you need with that, with FedEx, to send $1 million ticket in the mail?
Oh, shoot, I wouldn't even begin to be able to calculate.
You know, I remember the first time I had a Super Bowl ticket, and I've been to 28 Super Bowl. The first time I had a Super Bowl ticket was 1991. John Stedman gave me two tickets. They were on the 50-yard line, like unbelievable seats. We thought the Houston Oilers were going. I took that ticket. That Super Bowl was up. I don't know. I was probably $150 or $200 at the time. It was 31 years ago, the face value of it, you know? And it probably was worth on the street, you know, all of $700 or something. I swear to God, I taped that to my chest and I glued it. You know, I can't imagine if my wife comes in and says, I got a scratch off here. The Betty Boop was worth $100,000. You know, I'd be like, don't touch it. Whatever you do, don't touch it. You know, don't mess with the little bar on it or whatever. Seth Elkin is here. He gives away money. Not really, but he's with the Maryland Lottery. Pinch hitting for John Martin this week. But you guys have been giving a lot of money away. We had that huge multi-match giveaway a couple of weeks ago. And I know we talked a lot about it, but I don't want to let that sail because I don't know that everybody's familiar with multi-match, which is really sort of the state lotto is what we would remember it, right? It's and the pot got enormous, a record-setting a pot about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, $5.1 million, which is the largest multi-match jackpot we've ever had. That game dates back to 2006. So in all those years, that's the largest one we've ever had. $4.8 million was the previous record. So we went past that and kept on going. And the winner claimed the prize was a guy from Westminster who decided to remain anonymous. But we were happy about that. We were excited to see that game get up there and get to a record level. And it's fun. You know, it's like you say, it's the in-state jackpot game. The odds of winning a prize on multi-match are better than they are for a game like Mega Millions or Powerball. And certainly the odds of hitting the jackpot are a lot better because of the range of numbers is much smaller than in those other games. So it's a fun game. There are lots of ways to win. And we were really excited to see that jackpot get up to that kind of a level.
I love when my, you know, my sponsors, my Royal Farms and my Wises, but you know, I go in and out of all these places. They're the amazing part of the lottery. And I didn't know this till I started working with you guys, because I guess I just didn't notice the machines, you know, the machine that sits in front of Wise, the machine that sits in front of Royal Farms. And like, I was always a guy, like when I would go to the racetrack, I wasn't a machine guy. Like I want to talk to the person in the window and I want to feel the money and I want to feel the tickets and I want to hear the little machines, shoot the tickets out, do all that stuff. But this is easier than it's ever been, right? I mean, even in Costas, I was in Costas having crabs last Friday before the Preakness. Huge machine. The machines make it easy and give you a lot of different options to play different games.
Yeah, you can play all of the draw games and all of the fast play games are available through all of the machines. And many of them also have scratch-off tickets, which is something that we didn't have before.
So the bigger machines, I've noticed.
Bigger, newer, more modern machines. And, you know, that's the way of the world, isn't it?
Well, I've been giving the Betty Boops out, and I did have a $100 winner very early on. I've had a bunch of fives and tens, and but everybody's excited when they win. I mean, we gave these away at Heavy Seas. We did the Ukrainian event with Hugh Sisson, who, by the way, shout out to Hugh. Really appreciate all the work. Seth, I'm doing 31 crab cakes this year. I don't know if you know. I don't know if I broke this to you or not. I had a guest on about 2 months ago, and we started talking about breweries around the state. He's like, you got to go here. You got to go there. Lynn Foxwell. You got to go Eastern Shore here. There's a Ten Eyck, you know, all these places. And, you know, I go and I'm a beer drinker. I mean, not overly, but I like beer and I like different beers. And I was like a total Bud Miller Coors, lager, light beer, child of the 80s kind of guy, right? But the last 15 years, the amount of beer that you can have, we have 142 breweries in this state now. And I got really thirsty last August. I know you find it hard to believe, but I got really thirsty when I was out on the road. We're going to do 31 breweries. And I look at these towns here, like you send me your list every week. Lexington Park, Oxon Hill, Elkton, La Plata, Temple Hills, Waldorf. There's a place called Loveville. There's a California, Maryland that I didn't know till I went there and I took a picture of California, Maryland down near Lexington Park and St. Mary's. All these places and all these, I'm going to all of them. And that's kind of the neat part that when I see Crisfield come up, Crisfield used to be a place like I grew up with this girl, Anita. She was on my trip last year from Dundalk. She would always say, you got to come to Crisfield. 52 years old, I'd never been to Crisfield. 52 years old, I'd never been to California, Maryland, or whatever. But when I do crow about the state and having fun with this thing, I see – this is the thing about the lottery. It's literally everywhere. Everywhere I go, I see it. And when I hear about $5.1 million in-state games and stuff, I mean, it's just that's a life-altering amount. My wife won't play till it's $140 million like this week, right? But if $5 million, I would think I could call Leonard Raskin and probably – end it all. That'd be the end of Baltimore Posit if I won $5.1 million, I think, maybe.
You know, the fun thing for me, when we send out that week in winners that I know you get every week and has all that list of all the places where prizes have been won, is that, you know, a lot of media outlets around the state, smaller media outlets, we send that to everybody. That gets sent from to everybody from TV stations to small local news websites. And the amount of places that'll pick that up and run it is always exciting and interesting to me because it tells me that local news is still alive out there. You and I both know, having been in the news business, it's been a struggle for a lot of those small websites and small news outlets. And it's fun to see that they're picking that up. They're looking for the news about their part of the state, you know, out in Ocean City, they're picking that up, in all parts of the state. When we have a winner in Hagerstown, we had a winner, speaking of Mega Millions, we had a $44,000 Mega Millions ticket that was sold last week in Hagerstown. So the Hagerstown Herald Mail was excited about that. The Cecil Wig will be excited about this winter in Cecil County that happened on Tuesday night. And it's fun to see that those local news outlets are still there and are still picking this stuff up because, you know, let's face it, it's been a tough road to hoe for local news.
I try to promote your games. I talk about Betty Boop and Monopoly and all that, but you have so many games. I don't know how they're all played. I try to ask you and John when I have you guys on. Big Cash Riches. We had a winner in Crisfield on Big Cash Riches. Tell me a little bit about that, Seth.
It's a scratch-off game. I think, you know, most of the scratch-off games, it's just a matter of matching the numbers or symbols. And it's some people will play them where they will just scratch off the numbers and the symbols, and they don't scratch off the prize amounts because they don't want to know how much they've won until they find out if
in I fact, won something.
The winner. Let me find out if I match something first, and then let me look at the number. It's always very interesting because we see those tickets when they come in, how it's been scratched. Did the person scratch away the entire front of the ticket, or did they just scratch away the symbols and then only scratch away the prize amount? And it's fun to see how people approach that. There are some people, too, that'll just scratch the prize check code. And that's all they're looking at. They want to scan it.
I've seen a lot of that. And that to me feels too new school to me. That feels like when I go into a casino and they want me to play the slots and I hit a button instead of doing the jam. You know, I want to pull that thing down. You know what I mean? Right.
That takes the fun out of it. I think I would rather, you know, one space at a time. Let me look and see and see if I won something.
Well, I definitely have had people just scan, you know, when we give them a ticket and, I don't know. I like the little silver mess. I'm always afraid of like scratching too hard, right? But is it the back that matters? Is it the barcode that matters, or is it?
Even if the barcode has been damaged and you can't get it to scan properly, there are ways to validate the ticket without that. So,
do you ever have $1 million ticket that was damaged? Seriously.
I don't recall that specifically, but we've definitely have damaged tickets that people that were winners needed to go through a validation.
It wouldn't matter if it was $5,000 or $1 million. If it's $5,000 and it's damaged, I'm
it wouldn't matter if it was $1. I want my dollar, right?
You know? Yeah, exactly. Seth Elkin is here. He's pinch hitting for John Martin this week for the Maryland Lottery. We really appreciate the support. We have Betty Boop scratch offs to give away. We're Black Swan this week on Thursday. We're going to be at Nick's Grandstand Grill on Friday. And then next week, Luna Del C. And I'm setting up some events through the city. We're working with a place called Next Phase Cafe. Tony down there just trying to set up a date. I think Mayor Brandon Scott's going to be joining us next month for part of that. And then, of course, 31 crab cakes, 31 breweries in 31 days in the month of August to celebrate my 31st anniversary. Seth, I'm going to let the cat out of bag. I ran into Larry Hogan, Governor Hogan. I ran into John at the Preakness as well. You know, everybody was out at the Preakness. Even my wife and I were out there sweating and melting down. I got a commitment from Governor Hogan on the 30th of August in Annapolis for a crab cake. I'm working my way through August, but this is like an exciting thing. On the 31st, my wife and I are flying out of BWI, and we're doing the O'Bricky's crab cake, and we're going to do the Flying Dog beer because they have them in the airport. Even in the airport, you can get a crab cake and get a beer, even if you're leaving. So I'm going to promote that because we're going to see Pearl Jam, you know, for a couple of days in early September. So we're doing that. So I'm getting all over the state. I'm, you know, watching the lottery, watching the jackpots. I took a picture the other day. I was in Annapolis. If I get my picture out here, because I was in Eastport having a crab cake because I get around the state a little bit. And I turned the corner coming out of Eastport, and there was a Royal Farms. And it's a serious business. I took a picture of this, put online. The jackpots, I could see the lottery number in the window. It was 143 and 125. Can you see that right there? Mega and Powerball. Where are we with jackpots right now? Did we hit one?
We're still rolling that Mega Millions jackpot. We had the $1 million winner Tuesday night, but it's at $157 million. For the next drawing on Friday. And then Powerball's at $135 million. So still going along.
That gets my wife. It's $40. My wife's going to play 20 on each. That's the way she does it. So we're crossing our fingers around here. Hey, I hope we get a crab cake soon, dude. You're welcome out. I don't want you to feel like just because you're not from around here. And hey, you bring a Permani. And I'll bring a crab cake. We'll meet somewhere out in with yins and that, because they all root for the Steelers out in Oakland and Cumberland.
That's,
they do.
That's right. Yep.
It's Steelers country out in Cumberland.
Can we put fries on the crab cake is the question. Do they have a Permani's crab
cake? Who would do that? What self-respecting Marylander would do that when you could take the fry, dip it in the ketchup? You know, the argument we have around here is tartar, cocktail sauce, and now there's a third competitor with this New Orleans, remoulade. There's a, you know, I like remoulade. A lot of places serve crab cakes with these three different things. So, but the French fries and the coleslaw are on the side. They do that down at Fadley's. French fries, coleslaw. So my Aunt Jane loved her crab cakes proper with crackers and mustard and all that. But coleslaw, French fries in this state, they're a side dish.
Is the better way to enjoy the fries with the Heinz ketchup. And don't you dare try to substitute any other kind of ketchup for a Pittsburgh.
Oh, you're playing the Pittsburgh game. You're in the red zone, are you?
It would be blasphemy if you give me any other ketchup than Heinz. So,
well, I like, you know, I used to not get along with people from Pittsburgh. And then, then we won the Super Bowl and all that changed. Then I felt better about it. We've won most recently. So there, I'll shove it at you that way. Seth Elkin of Pennsylvania, of the Maryland Lottery, our friend who comes on and promotes all this stuff. We have some fun around here. You, Roz, Carol, Doug, all of you, I got to get you out for a crab cake. And if not, I'm running low on Betty Boops. So I've made a deal, and you can tell everybody around the office, there's a Royal Farms right out in front of the Maryland Lottery. You know that, right? I mean, I smell the fried chicken and the coffee when I make the turn into your parking lot. Next time I come down, probably 2 weeks from now, I'm bringing chicken for everybody. Does everybody eat fried chicken?
I think so. I don't think all you'd have a tough time giving that away here. So
that doesn't cross state lines or boundaries. You don't put French fries. You don't put Western fries on your chicken, do you?
No.
All right. Just check. Do you get Western fries? They don't have those in Pennsylvania.
No. Well, they probably do, but not like Royal Farms, you know?
Yeah, seasoned fries is what we need to do around here. Hey, man, appreciate the jackpot, the information, as always. Big $1 million winner. Where was that winner again?
In Rising Sun.
All right. So Cecil County, Harford County line. Congratulations. Go claim your money. Go see Seth and get your big check and stop at the Royal Farms on the way out. We appreciate you, Seth. I will. We'll be chatting soon. And come on out. Have a crab cake. It'd be fun.
All right. Can't wait.
You got it. Seth Elkin from the Maryland Lottery. I got Betty Boop scratch-offs I'll be giving away on Thursday and Friday. All of it brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Window Nation. They gave me a great shirt. It's a little big, but it's really – it's nicer on a 90-degree day. I feel good. Window Nation and our friends at Goodwill Industries. We had Lisa Hadley, Hadley's, 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 Hadley's,